Tribeson?
No.
Tennessee?
You're trying to think of the man's name?
No. The schools.
No, I...
I'm just trying to think of likely ones.
I don't remember. Later, he came to Houston after Virgil came home and did a series of lectures there for 3 months. But I can tell you all about him, but I don't know his name. But anyway, when he left, then he had a communist from Russia as his advisor. They have all...
I bet that was interesting.
Yes, but he was called back to Russia. Then he had another man and he died. And then he had, the last year, he had, just towards the last, he had this other man that he didn't like very well. He didn't think he was ever very interested in. So he kind of had a feeling of resentment towards him because he hadn't been as active in visiting with him, talking with him, you know, sounding him out and everything. And just at the last of school, when Virgil was ready to begin work and everything, when he needed his advice and everything, he had disappeared, his advisor. Didn't come back for weeks, and he was making a tour of the Scandinavian countries.
Huh.
And that was what Virgil was even wanting to do, and that made me think he didn't resent that, because he'd had stayed home cooling his feet and waiting for him to come back to get started on a lot of work.
You find that sometimes in academic circles, a bunch of egocentric people, very selfish.
And so he didn't have time then to make that tour, but he did go up into Scotland that summer. He hadn't been the first summer. They were over there, they went to France. And they were lucky in that. They got acquainted with a fellow going over on the boat who was with the United Nations. And he had a cabin way back up from the beach. But he let them have the use of the cabin that whole summer. And they were so far from the beach that they just packed their lunch and went down there in the morning and stayed all day and took their books and things and lolled around in the sun, because by that time they were so mildewed after a winter in London that they thought that the sun would never shine hot enough and bright enough to get them thawed out to the marrow of their bones again.
I was tickled. Of course, during the war, we didn't see much travel. I wasn't over there very long. But there were many, many bicycles.
Yeah.
And you'd see young ladies, old men, old ladies, middle-aged ladies, little kids, bicycles.
Well, that's about all they have over there yet. Now, John Early's niece went on one of these students exchanges for a summer when she was in high school, from class in high school in Oklahoma City. She went to Holland. And there were two girls in the family, one her age and one just a little younger. And everywhere they went on bicycles. So the older girl asked her then one weekend if she would just like to make a quite extensive trip on the bicycles. Well, Nancy had always ridden a bicycle here in Chickasha to junior high. It was 10, 12 blocks from her home. She thought she was pretty expert with the bicycle, but this was about 125 miles that they went
on the weekend.
Took them all one day to go and all one day to come back. They left on Friday and got back late Sunday night. And Nancy said she wasn't able to get out of bed in the morning, do anything much. But she's back.